Pinimi is in the Daf Yomi Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Vav. So the Gemara is in the heat of Hilchos Brachos, and the Gemara on Amud Beis discusses pilpule, peppers. That what is the appropriate bracha? What is the correct bracha for peppers? So we're offered a few different things. Rav Shisha Amar Shahakol. Rav Shisha says you should say Shahakol. Rava Amar Lo Klum. He says you don't say any bracha. Why? So the Gemara says, oh, va'oz the Rava Latameh. The Rava is actually going l'shita. So he's going the way he always holds. The Amar Rava, Rava says, kas pilpule biyom adikipura potter. That someone who chews peppers on Yom Kippur is going to be potter. And kas zangvila biyom adikipura potter. And someone who chews ginger on Yom Kippur is potter. Meaning, because like eating such sharp foods is not like a normal practice, you know, that's not going to be usher, right? Rashi explains, right, that if you're eating a shalo kedarko, you know, that's a ksisa. Any type of eating that's not a regular eating, like, you know, so the way you would eat hot peppers or, you know, on Yom Kippur, right, will prevent you from getting karis. You'll be potter. You won't be punished. So there's a lot to say in Pnimius here. I just want to share one short idea from Rav Meir Morgenstern. He has a beautiful, beautiful taich on this, their Hasidus. He bases it off a lot of Kabbalah, that Rava, Osius Rava of Reish Beis Aleph, is the same Osius as Be'er, it's a Yisod from the Arizal. And the Be'er is a revelation of the Malchus, it has to do with the Kavanos, has to do with the Gematria of Eke Elokim Havaya Adnos. But without getting into any of that, right, Yom Kippur is the day where we're melamed chus on the Jewish people, right? It's a day where we can say Baruch Shem Kivon Malchuso out loud. We're not worried about the kitcher against us, right? That we know that Hasatan, the Gematria of Hasatan, the Gematria says, is the Gematria of 364, because there's one day a year that the Satan doesn't have any power, and that's on Yom Kippur. So now, what does it mean that Kas Pilpule on Yom Kippur is going to be potter? He explains, he says, really, the concept of pilpul is really, is you take a Torah and you have a certain idea and a certain concept, and it seems like the pshat is one way, and you start to develop a whole pilpul, a whole long back and forth. You bring a raya from here and a proof from there, and this Gemara, you know, presupposes that Gemara, and then based off this one, you're going to translate that word like that, and based off translating that word like that, it changes the touch of that, and you keep moving through, and you're working it all the way through, and then you get to a whole unique approach that you might not have got to if you were solo. And that's what a pilpul is. He says, so what's the derech? He says, the derech on Yom Kippur, and really anytime that we need to be lamed chus for the Jewish people, that what the tzaddikim do is that they make pilpulim. They save the Jewish people from Kitrugim using pilpulim, that they make tainas, they, you know, even if it seems like it's a little bit against the pshat, they try to make a whole logical gymnastics and a whole, you know, system to flow that makes it seem against what the pashup pshat, that if there looks like a Jew, that pashup pshat looks like Chas V'Shalom is a sinner, you bring a raya from here and a thing from that and a taitch like that, and you make a whole pilpul to make them. And that's called a kas pilpul. And it says kas, taf, specifically kas, right, this lesson of kas, right, this lesson of like chewing, because it says a ksisa is any type of achila that's, you know, that's not derech haragya, right, and that's really the lesson that Rashi said, right, that shalo kadarko. That it's not the normal way that you would do it. I mean, it's true. Normally, that's not how you would teach. Normally, you know, you would look at someone in a normal situation and say, the guy who's doing an avera is doing an avera. Tzaddikim understand that on Yom Kippur, on the day where there's a kitzur against the Jewish people, and where a kitzur could be dangerous against the Jewish people, where there's an important judgment on the line. So in that shas hadchak, right, that you do an achila sha'al yedei hadchak, you do a funny eating, and you're mefarish the whole Torah, you know, not the poshut way, but really you make a whole pilpul. So that's what it means kas pilpule biyomadikipura pater, that the tzaddikim, specifically those who come from Rava, the Indian of Rava, the Indian of Ba'er, which is the Indian of Yisod Dinuk Malchus, without getting into the Kabbalah, the Tzaddikim of the Dor, Kas Pilpula Biyom Dikipura, that they know how to make a Kas, they do this Taich, that Shalok Kedarko, of making a Pilpul, hold back and forth, on Yom Kippur Potter, to make the Jewish people Potter. And that's really their Derech. And at the end, he gives a nice teach that, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was defending, when he was kind of teaching us this kaf, when he was defending the Jewish people of Vayicha Moshe, right, Adshin Israatul Hashem, Lamir Lo Salachti Kivaracha, right, that Moshe, you know, begged Hashem, said, okay, I'm getting rid of the Jewish people after they say, and the Moshe said, no, and he fought Hashem back until, you know, he said, Salachti Kivaracha. So he says, that's also Merumas, that the word kas, right, Chaf Samach, right, Chas Popule, So he's saying Salachti Kivaracha, and that's the Salachti Kivaracha of Yom Kippur. But even that was Moshe was doing a kas. He was making a whole popo. Because if you look at the Maisa there, Hashem said, right, I'm going to start a new nation from you. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew that there's a way to touch that whole interaction to make it that the Jewish people will get out. And that's the name of kas and tzaddikim, and know how to make this kas popo. And we should also, you know, use the cloth of pilpul. Happens to be there's a lot of Sfarim to speak about how negative pilpul is, how it's not the derech ha'emes, how it's, you know, it turns things away. And there was a style of pilpul that came in at points that were really strong. And you see Sfarim of, you know, early Achronim attacking pilpul and saying, it's not a derech of Limud Torah. And so is it derech or not? So the answer is, whether it's a derech of Limud Torah or not is debated for people much greater. But it's a derech to judge another Jew. Make a popo, find a way to be Melanie's close.